Our Bible lesson for this morning is the very last portion of Jesus' explanation to the parable of the sower, and you have it printed for you from Luke 8, 14, 15. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. And they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. This is the word of our Lord. About 30 years ago, I was losing the hearing in one of my ears. My favorite question was, "What did you say?" During Bible class, I couldn't hear people. We lived in a two-story house, and I couldn't hear the chimes down in the living room. So Dr. Winter, who turned out to be a pretty good friend of mine and a resource, he said, "I think." When a doctor says, "I think," you pause a little bit, but that's what they do. "I think your bone has solidified. I don't know, but in order to know, I've got to put you to sleep and go and look, and I have remedy for you. The anvil and the stirrup and the hammer, those are novice terms that I use. The littlest bones in the ear, they need to vibrate. That's how they work. That's God's design." So I signed off, and I allowed him to do his thing, and he brought my hearing back. A blessing, isn't it? Just a great blessing, one of the senses that God gives to us. Jesus says at the end of this parable, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now those words take us to the point of what Jesus wants us to gather from this common parable of the sower. He's not talking about hearing this way, but hearing inside, faith, belief. And we all know that that is God's good work in us and among us through the message of Christ. Let me just go through the parable real quickly until I get to our point today. Jesus talks about different soil. He talks about hard soil, that on the path, concrete, pavement, if you will. That's how we come into this world. We know more than God. We don't need to hear from God. That's wrong, isn't it? On both accounts, but that's our wicked, perverse nature. Then Jesus talks about the rocky soil. Those who do hear, those who do believe, but then they conclude, "I know enough the Word of God. I've heard enough from God. I don't need to hear anymore. I don't really need to stay active and connected with him." No footing, no foundation. That too is a tragic mistake. And then Jesus talks about weedy soil. That's where many of us are. Even though we don't like to think about that, or admit that, or realize that. That type of soil has all kinds of competitors, messages, messengers, where we in our weakness say, "There's really got to be more than the Word of God in this day, in this age. I've heard that old message of Jesus and his cross enough. And so there has to be something more exciting, filled with glitter for me to send me on my way. There are days when we put Jesus and our relationship with him on the shelf. We think we're fine. We've got enough of him, enough of his food to survive. But meanwhile, all these weeds and temptations and distractions, they're attacking our faith. Then Jesus speaks about the good soil. That's what we've become. That's God's action in our life. I've already said we come into this world as hard, rebellious, defiant soil. And so God is the one who causes us to be good soil. What does that mean, to be a part of the good soil? Well, just in short, it means living a life of repentance and faith. It means living in our baptismal covenant, being sloshed around in the water of promise, the very blood of Jesus, cleansing, forgiving sin, and being raised anew day by day in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, actually participating in that, living a life of faith. Now, being in the good soil means that we need to be turned and tilled. And so there are days and times and moments in our lives when God needs to club us. He needs to hit us right in the heart and in the head in order to get our attention and make us realize, once again, who we really are. I invite you to raise your hand if you're among those who just this day has not lied, cheated, coveted, lusted. Use your tongue to set a fire ablaze. If anyone would dare raise his or her hand, you would be among what some would say the noble ones. But you've come to learn, as being in God's good soil, that he has rescued and ransomed us from sin's curse. He clubs us so that we might come to him not deserving, not saying we're privileged or worthy, but that mercy is our only plea. Lord, have mercy upon us. And he does. He demonstrated that in his son. He sends his very best, his own dear son, clothed in human flesh, the celebration of the ages, every single Christmas, that God himself would come and tent among his people. It is through Jesus that our sins are erased. When you erase the board, there are traces left. When you erase your computer, there are traces left. There's history there. When God erases our sins through the merits of his Son, no trace. Trace. Forgiven, forgotten, atoned, absolved. Justified, blessed, favored, restored. Who doesn't want to hear that over and over and over again? In the good soil have open mouths, open hearts, open hands, so that they can receive and drink deeply, establishing a good foundation. And then what do we see? Fruit. that God established beforehand that his people would produce. Today we are privileged to see wonderful fruit. You see their names on the backside of your folder today. There's no boasting from these folks. You won't hear a word from them. But you'll rightly hear a word from us. We rightly honor these individuals because their fruit, produced by God through faith in their hearts, honors God and serves you and many others. What fruit will you see this day? You'll see a caring heart, one not so concerned about self, but about the student that comes by day. You'll see a disciplined instructor with an instructive tongue. You'll see folks here who pray, not just for themselves and for the church, but also for the students. You'll see fruit about the one thing needful, not only for themselves, but they want to make sure that the students who come before them know that as well. You'll see feet that are tired from walking the extra mile, and hands that are worn out of diligent duty. You know these people far better than I do. I know a few. You see their fruit every single day. And you thank God for that, and rightly so, and we honor them this day. Good soil. What a privilege that is to be good soil. Hearing the word, holding it in a good and honest heart, and bearing fruit with patience. Amen.